To my disbelief, in the weeks immediately following all this, I started to notice, as I worked at the piano or synthesizer, that my amusia was ameliorating. Not consistently. Some days it was worse, again, some days better, some tonal areas better than others, then a different set of anomalies the next day, or even next moment, but generally improving. Sometimes I would check it first thing in the morning, and it was almost normal at first, but within a few seconds it would jump back to the aberrant norm. But then I would try to correct it with an effort of will, and or by playing the same note an octave or two lower to help pull it back in to accuracy. And I found I could do this more and more often. This non-linear but generally improving process has continued now for almost 2 months. This improvement seemed to start happening right after I was composing, producing, conducting, and trying to hear, both in my inner and outer ears, harmonically and texturally complex music with an extremely wide tonal range. Perhaps it was like doing extensive musico-neurological calisthenics, and I was gradually strengthening whatever mechanism of will exists in the old grey matter that can be focused on this problem. It may be worth mentioning that during these last 4 or 5 months, I've been very busy with other musical projects as well. I first started noticing the distortions after and during a period of relatively little compositional activity, and now they have abated after a period of very intense and varied compositional activity. What Jacob discovered in himself has similarities to a phenomenon reported in experimental animals by Arnaud Noreña and Jos Egermont in 2005. They found that cats exposed to noise trauma and then raised for a few weeks in a quiet environment developed not only hearing loss, but distorted tonotopic maps in the primary auditory cortex. They would have complained of pitch distortion were they able to. If, however, the cats were exposed to an enriched acoustic environment for several weeks following exposure to noise trauma, their hearing loss was less severe, and distortions in their auditory cortical mapping did not occur. Jacob, of course, is overjoyed at this change, which promises to reopen a once-closing door, expanding his musical life and his enjoyment of music to the full again. And I, as a neurologist, am filled with wonder that the retuning in his musician's brain has been able to counterbalance the patchy and inconstant output from his aging cochleas, that through intensive musical activity, attention, and will, Jacob's brain has literally reshaped itself.